Dictation for Argyll, A-R-G-I-L, Willman, W-I-L-L-M-A-N, July 1247. Address as a letter to Richel, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Matt, M-A-C-H-T, N-P, 3214085, and also to Sagino VA. Dear Mrs. Mack and Sirs at Sagino VA, consultation for Mr. Willman, who has abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with family member. Creatinine has progressed over the last few years. 1 to 1.1 creatinine 2018, August of this year, has fluctuated in the 1.4, October 1.6, 1.5, 1.7, and November 1.6. There has been 15 pounds weight gain. He has underlying congestive heart failure, supposed to be doing salt and relative fluid restriction. His ideal weight at home around 171, at home presently 176. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is minor nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. There is a prior history of prostate cancer in 2008. Underwent a robotic surgery, Dr. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Sagino. Did not receive chemotherapy or radiation treatment, and there has been no recurrence. Minor lower extremity edema. Follows with cardiology locally, Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, and also congestive heart failure clinic at University of Michigan, Ann Arbor on the satellite Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N. Has a sleep apnea, recently changed from CPAP to BiPAP 2 weeks ago, no oxygen, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, denies purulent material hemoptysis, doing cardio rehabilitation 2 times a week, just beginning 4 out of 18 sessions, some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding, no gums, no skin rash, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes at least 25 years. He denies diabetic retinopathy, bleeding, laser treatment, or shots. Denies neuropathy or foot ulcers. Does have bilateral carpal tunnel. Does have congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, around 30%. He's been told about valve abnormalities. He's not aware of coronary artery disease or heart attack. Denies rheumatic fever. Has a pacemaker. Denies TIS stroke, deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities or carotid arteries, no chronic liver abnormalities, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, has chronic back pain with sciatic, but no surgery has been done. Next paragraph. Surgeries including prostate cancer, the implantable defibrillator, prior pacemaker, colonoscopies with premalignant lesion removed without evidence of cancer, on follow-up yearly colonoscopies for 5 years. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to diabetes medicines, Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, with nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include albuterol, Coric, empagliflozin, E-M-P-A-G-L-I-F-L-O-D-I-N, Lasix, insulin lentas, eye drops, Prilosec, Xarelto, Crestor, Entresto, Aldactone, Metformin, recently stopped Ozempic, remains on antiarrhythmics, Dofetilde, D-O-F-E-T-I-L-I-D-E, denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, atrial fibrillation, carpal tunnel, dilated cardiomyopathy, hypertension, impotence, decreased hearing, prior ventricular tachycardia. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 182, height 66 inches, blood pressure 90/60 on the right and the left. Decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Lungs are distant clear, neural wheezes consolidation, pleural effusion. There is a device on the left upper chest. Overweight of the abdomen without tenderness or masses, no palpable liver or spleen. Today, no gross edema. Pulse is decreased but palpable, no gangrene. He has discolor of the fingernails with white abnormalities. However, no ulcers, no gross focal deficit besides decreased hearing. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from November the 3rd, a few days ago. Creatinine at 1.6, normal potassium acid base, low sodium 135, present GFR 42, and normal calcium. Prone BNP elevated, has been between 2,500 to 3,500. Last coronavirus positive 8 months ago, has iron deficiency documented. With ferritin 17 and iron saturation around 15. Does have anemia around 11.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets, RDW elevated at 17, almost 18, MCV low at 81. A prior CT scan, abdomen pelvis with contrast 2018 at the time of vehicle accident. Documented fracture of the upper sternum, fatty liver, bilateral renal cyst, no obstruction. Remote history of left-sided rib trauma, severe lumbar osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, kidney ultrasound, right side 9.5, left side 11.1. No obstruction, the bilateral renal cyst. Echocardiogram. This is from August of this year, from April of 2021, ejection fraction low at 30-35%, enlargement of the left atria, moderate mitral regurgitation, normal pulmonary pressure, right ventricle normal size. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, likely from cardiac etiology with low ejection fraction, low blood pressure, effect of medications including Entresto, diuretics, beta blockers, so far tolerating aldactone, potassium appears within normal limits, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, continuous all fluid restriction, careful use of antiarrhythmics, dofetilidide based on the renal failure, background likely from atherosclerosis and hypertension, there has been, however, no major proteinuria, no nephrotic syndrome. He does have evidence of iron deficiency anemia in a person who is anticoagulated with Xarelto. Blood test needs to be followed over time. Xarelto might need to be changed to Eliquis or Coumadin if GFR drops to 30 or below. Careful use of the antiarrhythmics. Careful use of Entresto and Aldactone and once potassium. Monitor hemoglobin for potential iron infusion, EPO treatment. We start dialysis based on GFR less than 15 and symptoms. There is no evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. There is no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We are going to follow with you enter dictation.